Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the deal. 8:07 o'clock.
Yeah!
It's time for 92.9 The Game Tonight.
For the next hour, tune in or listen on the Odyssey app
as we get you caught up with all things Atlanta sports and beyond.
We're going up tonight.
Turn up, bro. Like I say, just turn up and listen, you know?
That's the way to lead the show.
It's 92.9 The Game Tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, what's up, Atlanta? A very, 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 very... Did I mention very? Happy Halloween to everybody out there. One of my favorite days of the year for several reasons. I myself, as soon as I get out of here, in 29 minutes and counting, am going to go meet the girlfriend down by where she lives. And we're going to go see Venom. And I am excited about that. It is the end of what I think will be a decent trilogy. But I'm excited to celebrate Halloween that way. She dressed up as the Joker and she teaches kindergarten. So she sent me some adorable pictures earlier today. And that's what Halloween's really all about, right? It's about the kiddos, man. Like, we have fun and we have parties as adults now, but it's all about the kids and their unbridled joy of getting to dress up. Somebody who does not, or should I say, should not have unbridled joy is my executive producer tonight. And that is Dominator. The Domski, Dom C, as I like to call him. You, my friend, have made an enemy. A 6'6". I won't disclose the weight, but I think it's as impressive as the height is.
Yeah.
Guy that you may have cost him some money, my friend. Let me just catch everybody up. For those who don't know, in the next segment, Dom and I will break down Thursday Night Football, which is coming up right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we'll make our picks. We will make our picks. And Dom, you kind of cost Oren a game last time because who'd you pick again?
I went with the Saints.
It was a
let them cook moment, and I cooked too much.
That was a classic example of doing too much.
Yeah.
Trying too hard.
Overthought it. Yeah.
Whatever metaphor or analogy you want to use. Not your finest moment here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, but much like the famous Bob Marley said, you get redemption song tonight, my friend. So you will get to pick, and I'll tell you what, I'm not going to tip my hand entirely, but this pick is a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
Because of the teams involved. I'll leave it at that. I made a declarative statement here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and I'm sticking by it. Because there's a certain team in the NFL that may or may not have ripped my heart out enough times to this point where I'm done. And that's just about it. I am done. Done skis. But they find themselves favored tonight. How in the world? How, Sway, as we like to pull the classic Kanye drop here on Dukes and Bell, how, Sway? I don't understand. How can they possibly, on what planet are the Jets deserving to be favored against any team? Never mind a team that I know is underperforming, but a team nonetheless that had playoff aspirations. Man. Like, what?
Injuries? I know they just lost
Diggs. I get it, but at the same time...
Like, isn't Nico or Tank, one of them is out,
I don't care if their whole starting offensive unit was out. Their backups could go in and beat the Jets right now. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so that'll be coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Dom and I will break it down. I wanted to let you hear a couple of things that Ra and Kirko Chains had to say yesterday to Dukes and Bell. And the most important thing here is to start off with the mystery wrapped in an enigma that is the lack of pass rush. Dom, do you know how many sacks the Falcons have so far?
Not off the top of my head. What is it?
They have 6 sacks in 8 games.
6.
It's almost unbelievable.
Boy.
It's almost unbelievable. And the Giants, who are a bad football team, have like 32. It's unbelievable. And that's halfway through the season.
6 sacks through 8 games.
So they're projected to have like 13 and a half sacks this season as a team. And by the way, that's what Matthew Judon can do by himself when he's right. So that was the first thing that Carl asked about Matthew Judon as he issued the challenge this week to Judon to step your game up.
And he's not playing to his standard. He's not playing to the standard that we expect them. He knows that. Like, it's not anything that we hide behind. It's nothing to protect the guy on. But, like, hey, he's doing some really good things outside of the sack area. But we wanted the sack area from him. And he knows that. And it's no secret about that.
Yeah, the sack area is lacking, Coach. And in a major way that I am worried is going to potentially cost this team come playoff time. I mean, what do you do at this point? Is it scheme? Is it fit? Is it rotation? Is it a combination of all of those things? Like, where do you go? Like, what do you do? We've talked about guys that are potentially out there. Za'Darius Smith, Aziz Ojulari, who's having a good year with the Giants, but you don't exactly have like a ton to give up in terms of picks. Are you willing to trade a promising young player? I don't know, man. I'm kind of at a loss for words when it comes for what the sack situation is. The sack area, as Coach liked to say in that soundbite. Mike Bell asked again. He asked him a couple of weeks ago, and then he followed up again this week. Yo, the other guy that was supposed to be the breakout star this season, AK, Arnold Ebukadi. Why does he kind of stink right now?
He's actually rushing the best. He just hadn't had the actual results that you want to have. You know, him and Caden Ellis probably got the best production from a hurry standpoint. You know, for whatever reason, our whole team has just not been able to hit the quarterback. But AK is one of the guys that's rushing the right way, doing a lot of things, getting encouraged to play some inside moves, getting encouraged to take the edge, use the speed, do some of those things.
Yeah, no, sorry. I mean, listen, I love Ron. I love everything he's done for this team. But, like, why can you, in one breath, appropriately criticize Judon? Maybe it's because he's a vet. I don't know. And then in the other hand, like, absolutely coddle a guy who's done nothing. Say it with me again, louder for the people in the back. Nothing. I mean, I get it. Maybe he's gotten close a couple of times, and you like the path to the quarterback that he's taking, or whatever Coach was trying to say in that soundbite. But the bottom line is, the results are the results, man. I believe I'm going to try to look it up here in the fly. If I type into Google right now, Arnold Ebukadi sacks, and if I type that into Google right now, you know what I get? And I'm holding it up so Dom can see it. A big, fat zero.
Yep, that's a goose egg.
Through 8 games. This isn't through 2 games. This wasn't, the Steelers got a pretty good offensive line, and Justin Fields was a mobile quarterback, so he got away with it. No. He has 0 sacks all season, guys. This guy was drafted in what, the 2nd round? I mean, come on, man. Like, what is it with this team and the inability to take down the quarterback? Lorenzo Carter's on IR now. Judon is being called out by Carl Dukes in the media. I mean, it's in a bad way. I still think they're going to beat the Cowboys, by the way, but just hearing about this situation, it's mind-boggling. All right, a couple more from Coach here. He was talking about, this is interesting. I didn't know this until we heard it yesterday. Apparently, last week, before the game, Kirk O'Chains decided to call, say, everybody huddle up. I got something to say. And he held a team meeting.
And I got the voice note, and I had to listen to it, and it cut off. So we resent it, so I had to listen to it all over again. And I got it, and I called him. I'm like, yes, you know, for sure, let's do this. And we had a plan, and we did it on a Friday. I do a big meeting on Thursday. I skip the meeting that we normally have on a Friday so we can put him in the forefront, let him lead. You know, everybody said he wanted to play a Latin until a player asks. And then a player asks and does it exactly how you would love for him to do. And it's something that special is going on with this team and this unit.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, and that's the guy that Kirk's been, and that's the guy that he was before he got to Atlanta, right? So
One more from Raheem here. Coach talking about the growth mindset to not repeat the Seattle performance against what is going to be a desperate Dallas team.
That's what the growth mindset is all about, right? You have those losses versus Seattle, and you better take those things and learn those lessons. I think I said a couple weeks ago, every loss you've ever had, you get a lesson from. And we better take that lesson from Seattle and apply it to this week, right? Come out ready to go, fired up, not holding. You can get humbled in this league really quick.
Sure.
Right. And,
sure.
And we all know that. Like, and this is Dallas Cowboys with CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott and guys that play at a high level all the time. And if you think any otherwise, you're fooling yourself.
Yeah, and at the same time, right? Could it happen again on Sunday? I hope not. Man, do I hope not. I don't think it will. I really don't. Like the Cowboys right now are just name only, right? They don't really scare you. They have literally two guys at this point. They have Dak and they have CeeDee Lamb. That's it, right? Couple from Kirko before we get out of here and then get to the fun stuff tonight as Dom's got that, like, swinging interrogation light that you see in the movies that's just going back and forth and hanging over his head because he is in a big spot right now. First thing Kirk was talking about, this offense has grown a lot since week one.
Like, every week, just trying to stack the experiences, have good conversations, ask good questions, get on the same page, and then see how that carries over the next week. And the same would be said for my teammates of, hey, Drake, I didn't know you were going to do that. Like, let's talk about that, because if you do that, I can get you the ball. I just wasn't aware. So every week trying to get more on the same page and believing that in doing that, we're going to be better and better, you know, as we move forward.
I've heard that a couple of times now today. Like, I'm not really sure what he means by that, because, like, Drake, you're supposed to run a route, right? And if you don't run the route that you're supposed to run, you're not going to get the ball where you need it to be, right? I guess they're talking about sort of freestyling and profiling when the play breaks down, maybe some tendencies on what he may or may not do. But I was like, wait, I get the part about the offense growing, but you're talking about your number one wide receiver not explaining tendencies to you? Isn't that like the whole thing about the quarterback and the wide? Anyway, Kirk was talking about next up on the evolving leading perfectly right into this, the evolving chemistry with the wide receiver core, specifically Darnell Mooney.
He's a great route runner. He's very twitchy. He showed it on a choice route early in the game, and I got hit on the throw and wasn't able to make it. But, I mean, if you go back and watch the tape, what he can do at separating on that choice route, it's pretty special. And as a point guard distributor, how I view myself, I just want to get the ball in these guys' hands because they do such a good job getting open and running great routes.
Yeah, and he has been. You've seen a bunch of different guys get involved. How about Kadarius Hodge with the walk-off? Ray McLeod's been involved a bunch. Even got Charlie Warner, the Dukes of Bell bump, baby. Big Charlie got involved last week. So definitely seeing a lot of that coming to fruition from Kirk and the offense. Last one before we catch a break here. He breaks it down. What do we expect from a Cowboys team?
I think they're going to come out with everything they have, and that's always a dangerous football team. I just think they have too many people on their football team that have played in really big games and really big moments and delivered in those moments, and I think that's also something you got to be aware of. And, you know, I know there's going to be some Cowboy fans in the crowd too, you know, so there's that factor. And I just think they play with great team speed. They're fast, and you feel that all game long, and that's kind of what I expect on Sunday.
I think he's being a little generous there, to be honest, because, again, I think this Cowboys team is a two-man gang right now. It is Dak. It is CD. I mean, who are the other guys? Rico Dowdle? Yeah, not exactly Emmitt Smith back there. Who's their tight end? Jake Ferguson? Okay. I mean, I'd rather have Dalton Schultz, I think. You know,
yeah, I was going to say Dalton's not there.
They made a mistake letting him go to Houston. I mean, they just don't have – they don't even have, like – is Brandon Cooks their number two wide receiver? I mean, is that what we're doing right now? I mean, it's just not the same as it has been the
Brandon
last
Cooks
years.
Is such a weird
– Well, he's literally one hit away from being out of the league. I mean, good for him that he's stuck it around.
But, like, His career path has just been so interesting to me to follow because he's always had really good production everywhere he's been, and, like, no one ever seems to want him long term. Like, I always say,
because
he's the one
you can't count on him.
He's the one that, like, he's the girl that everyone wants to dance with, but no one wants to take home. Like, that's how I feel about him.
Yeah, I mean, I still give him credit, though, because he's been in the league.
Been a hell of a player.
He's been in the league for like a decade now. All right, when we get back, man, Dom has, you want to talk about pressure. Do you think the Cowboys have pressure? No, Dom C has all the pressure right now. We'll make our ill-fated picks and break this game down when we get back. Much to the chagrin of yours truly, because I don't want to talk about this team anymore. I hate them.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go get it, baby. Let's go do it. Come on.
Sports doesn't stop at night, and neither do we.
Let's get the show going, man.
This is 92.9 The Game tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. That's right. This is Dom's redemption song, baby. That's right. He made a boo-boo last time he was in for Orin, and he picked the Saints, and he's part of the reason why I am 5-2, and Orin slash Dom is 2-5. So you got your hands full tonight over the next 9 minutes, my friend.
Okay, well, I guess that actually makes me feel worse knowing that he was 1-5 going into that situation. Or 2-4.
Yeah, he was some combination of something, and then you picked
2-4, and then I picked, and now he's 2-5.
No, he was 1-something.
He was 1-something? Has he gotten a win since?
Yes, one win.
Okay, so he's got 2 wins on the season.
2-5, and I'm 5-2.
Okay. We're going to get him his third one. Okay. We're going to get him his third one of the season tonight.
All right, let's break this down, first of all. Dom, I tried to explain it. I really can't, and I think I have my Jets-colored glasses on. So give me your opinion here as to why in the heck the New York— I know it's at home, but why? Why are the Jets 2.5-point favorites at home against the 6-2 Houston team? I know they're banged up, but they're just still infinitely better than the Jets are right now, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very surprised by this line. I don't know what Vegas is thinking here. I don't know what odds makers are thinking.
Are they just trying to get people to hammer this one? Like,
that's what it's got to be. This has got to be some sort of bait type
like
situation.
Hammer the Texans plus 2.5? Like,
yeah, because I even with a depleted wide receiver core, obviously, with Stephon Diggs being down, you still have C.J. Stroud. You still have Joe Mixon, who, as long as he's on the field, has been a monster this year.
Yeah, he's really good.
I think they have more than enough, even without Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins. You still have Tank Dell there. Like, you still have good options.
The aforementioned Dalton Schultz.
Yeah. Like,
listen, I'm in a position now to just think that this is a— we got nothing on this game, so we're sitting there in the casinos in Vegas, and we're like, how can we make this interesting?
Here's the one angle that I can see for the Jets, is that Hassan Reddick is making his debut, right? Or he's going to be suiting up?
He played last week.
Okay,
he didn't do anything.
Okay, so maybe the thought process is Hassan Reddick is getting back into the shape of things. Obviously, they have Will McDonald on the other side, who's having a fantastic year. Maybe they're thinking, hey, you know, wide receivers are banged up. Our defense should be able to get after C.J. Stroud with these two edge rushers, guys who can get after him. Maybe we force him to make some quick throws, you know, give some more time for our banged up secondary. Maybe that's the hope that they're trying to spin. Maybe they finally commit to the run game and let Breece Hall get a couple more carries. Who knows? But
well, you know what's funny? I was looking at the numbers, as we like to say on Dukes and Bell. You know, Rodgers is throwing for more touchdowns than Mr. Stroud. He's beat him by one.
I was looking at their numbers right now.
12,
yeah,
I mean, their yard. CJ's got a little bit more yardage, but despite everyone calling Aaron Rodgers, because you know what the problem is,
he also has 3 more interceptions.
Well,
than CJ
what I was just about to say. Rodgers is throwing, and it's for him. He averages about 6 a year, and he's already at 5. So he's on pace to throw the most interceptions he's ever thrown in his career by a lot. So that's been a huge problem for them as well. Their offensive line has stunk. And there's just, I don't know how to describe this, Dom, other than just growing up in New York / New Jersey. I can point it out when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just bad mojo around this team.
Absolutely.
It's just bad vibes.
Absolutely.
And it just, it doesn't, no, there's no tangible metric to that, but it just like,
I mean,
you don't get the extra bounce, you don't get the extra yard, you can't convert on fourth down. Like, these things just happen.
Doesn't necessarily have to be tangible, but I don't think it's far-fetched to say a team that fired their head coach 6 weeks into the season has bad mojo around them.
Yeah, and for the last couple of games that the new guy's been in charge, an old friend in Jeff Ulbrich, he's done nothing. They've looked worse.
They've looked worse.
Because the one thing that he was doing
was the defense.
Yep. And now he's got to have his paw prints all over the entire operation. And
all sorts of penalties and stuff. It's been bad.
Yeah, they've been atrocious, man. But they're favored at home.
I don't know why.
By 2.5 points.
I don't know why.
I mean, what am I missing? Like, what? What am I missing? That's what I'm trying, like, as we're talking it out here on the air, Chris Thomas with you till 7:30 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to actually make our pick here in a second. Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out, because this just screams trap. Like, it's a trap, Star Wars style on Halloween.
Yeah, yes.
Like, it's just, what the heck am I missing? Like, what do I not see that the guys crunching the numbers in Vegas sitting in those ivory towers are telling us right now about this game, and I can't find it.
Maybe this is the week that all of the names on the roster actually show up. Like, the Jets'
like Adams
offense
gets 12 catches.
Yeah,
for
like maybe this is the,
yards.
Like, this is the day the offense like puts it together, where like Adams, Wilson, and Breece all get going. Maybe this is the day. Short week. Maybe the Texans aren't ready.
I doubt. I mean, I haven't seen it. Adams was awful in his debut. I mean, now, listen, I know they got a...
I mean, he had to play the Steelers. That's what happens.
Well, listen, all right, calm down. We're not talking about that right now. Let's get your pick right first before we come on the air and start bragging about other teams right now. Maybe, you know what I think it is, honestly, as we're wrapping up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game? They think the Jets are just desperate enough to hang in there.
Because mm-hmm.
if they lose this one, their season's over. They can't. There's no way. Like, mathematically, it's just not.
You're basically
it's just not going to happen. Right now, you're hanging on by a tooth, by the skin of your teeth, by a hair, whatever term you want to use. Because this is it. You're at home. You get a team that's 6-2, but they're not playing at the strength of a 6-2 team right now.
And the good thing for the Jets is that you still, like, the rest of your division outside of the Bills sucks right now. So, like...
Yeah, Miami stinks.
So,
yeah.
Like, you can... if you can take care of some of these games outside and then take care of business in the division, because you're not going to catch Buffalo, but if maybe you can win enough so that way maybe you have a tiebreaker over someone, maybe you can work your way into the postseason. But it has to start tonight.
Yeah. All right, we got about 2 minutes left. Dom, who are you picking and why?
It would be, I won't say it would be nice. I've enjoyed watching the Jets struggle. It would be nice for them, I guess, for some people to see the Jets get things together. I just don't see it happening tonight. I think we're going to see more of a disgruntled Aaron Rodgers post-game talking about things that they need to change and whatnot. Give me the Houston Texans.
Well, I'll just say this. At least you went safe instead of stupid tonight, because I'm taking the Texans as well. So at least for Oren's sake, you can't do any more damage.
I can't do any damage.
You can't help him
exactly.
necessarily. Although, if he does get another win, maybe somewhere along the line, I lose one and we do a little flip-flop, reverse, you know, flip it and reverse it. We'll see, yeah. But I like it, because I think that's the safe pick as well, and that's the way I'm leaning. By the way, I left a minute on the clock here purposefully. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Ooh, my favorite Halloween candy. So I love caramel. So anything with caramel is usually my go-to. So like I'm
like
some people
Twix.
Don't like. I like Twix. I like Milky Ways. I know they're not the big for everyone else. Milk Duds are good. I like a bunch of different things.
Time out. I just asked you an open-ended question. And Milk Duds is your second choice?
Because I was keeping up with the caramel theme.
Dom,
It's not my favorite.
You like to come into these bridge shows and just wreak havoc on the entire proceedings, my friend. It's just, it can never be easy or
simple. I like
simple.
Sour Patch Kids. Sour Patch Kids are probably my favorite candy.
They're fine. Like, give me Reese's. Give me Hershey's.
Yeah,
I mean, you asked
me my favorites, and now you're getting mad at me that my favorites don't line up with yours.
Twix and Milky Way is fine. But for you to come out of the shoot with Milk Duds, I should cut your mic off. Good thing we only have 20 seconds
left.
How
about Rolos?
Enough with you. All right, good job, buddy. We'll see if the Texans can pull this one out on Thursday night football. A very, very, very happy Halloween to everybody out there. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and please enjoy the football right here. Right now.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.